Louise, welcoming to the Newsmaker line Peggy Little. She's senior counsel with over three decades of experience as a trial and appellate litigator in complex, high-stakes, regulatory, mass tort, class action, products liability. You're just, that sounds like something that should be in the opening, Peggy, of like a of an action movie, really.
I regret to tell you there were moments.
Yeah. Well, you've litigated in state, federal courts, including the United States Supreme Court. Tell me a little bit real quick. We were talking with Senator Charles Grassley right before the top of the hour. He says that it's going to get voted out of the Judiciary Committee Thursday. They're going to be holding the conversations all weekend on the floor of the Senate. There should be a vote coming up Tuesday on Amy Coney Barrett as the next Associate Justice of the United States Supreme Court. Some of the things that people have been concerned about is unlawful administrative power and the use thereof. You say that Amy Coney Barrett is going to be protecting the civil liberties of Americans.
I think so. I have. She does not have a lengthy judicial record. She's been a judge for about 3 years, mm-hmm. So we don't know her thinking on every aspect of law, but we do know her methodology. How she writes an opinion, and it's very distinctive and very encouraging. She's has a command of law. She is thoughtful, scholarly, thorough. She brings a lot of energy to her judging. In particular, two cases your listeners might be interested in. The mm-hmm. first is one called Doe v. Purdue University.
Okay.
And that's a case where a young man was accused of sexual assault. He wanted to bring his defense and witnesses to show it was consensual and was not allowed to do that. And furthermore, the Title IX investigators at Purdue found that his accuser was more credible than he was when it had heard from neither of them. Judge Barrett took a look at this odd situation and held that the young man was denied due process correctly. And this is an area we are very interested in on college campuses, and so that's a very encouraging decision. She also recognizes that qualified immunity for government is not a stone wall, and that when government officials do violate mm-hmm. known rules of law, they can be held accountable, and that we find that very encouraging as well.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because we had a 4-4 split on something that was decided at the Supreme Court. It was yesterday. It was a case with something had to do in Pennsylvania and voting, I believe. That's not something that can really last very long if you hope to get things moving. Tried it last time around when Gorsuch was nominated. Amy Coney Barrett coming to the Supreme Court would ostensibly give a more conservative court leaning 6-3 for the most part. And then you have on the other side of this, the potential of Democrats when they've talked about packing the court. Is that something that you can talk a little bit about as well? I guess what happens at that point? Are the courts just seen as nakedly political at that point?
Well, if the Democrats followed through on a threat to pack the courts, yes, I think it would be seen as nakedly political. Mm-hmm. The last time that was seriously mentioned was in the 1930s when Franklin Roosevelt was frustrated with the court that struck down some of parts of the New Deal. And so he proposed to pack the court.
Right.
And the public outrage across political divides yeah. was sufficient to warn him to drop that approach, because if that's what you do, you just handpick justices that agree with you and then fill the court up so that you're guaranteed a majority, the American public is going to see through that right away. And that branch will have ceased to do its job right. as a check on the other two political branches.
Peggy Little, an attorney and a senior counsel, joining me on the Newsmaker line here on News Radio 600 WMT. I'll let you know, a freshman comp class, that was the paper that I wrote. My initial paper in that class was about FDR and the court packing, and I got a D from the nun who was teaching the class. And I took it back to her, and she said, I disagree with you on this. I said, I don't care if you disagree with me on this. It's you're judging the writing, not the concept of the argument. And I ended up having to go to the dean in order to get the D and have somebody else come back in and take a look at it. This is something that is really, it's not, and how do I explain this? It's something that's very deep-rooted. It almost seems like the progressive left at this point is using every single opportunity and every single system they can in order to affect and effectuate political change. If they can't get it through the legislative branch or the executive branch, you're just going to go through the judiciary, Peggy Little.
I'm afraid you're right in that analysis, and that is not how the system is designed to work.
Yep, you know what? And we've got to get this back to the way it was designed. And I really appreciate you coming on the WMT Morning Show and talking to us about this. I apologize, we got a little bit of away from the unlawful administrative power that's out there, but there are a lot of things we could talk about, and I'm sure you would know every single one of them one heck of a lot better than me. Peggy Little, thanks so much for your time here at the WMT Morning Show. I hope that you have a terrific Tuesday.
Doug, thank you for